Vayter in Shas Bring Kedushin Daf Nun Zayin, picking it up at the top of the page, next part of the Mishnah, Be'egla Arufa. You try to marry a woman with Egla Arufa? That's pretty messed up, but if you try to do that, ain't gonna work, because that's about enough. Minalan, where do we know that it says about enough? Amar de Rebbe Yanai, Kapara Ksibba Kikachim. The word Kapara, atonement, is written in it. It says, Kaper La'amcha Yisrael. Just like we know by Kapara, by a regular Karbona said is a kapara for you, so therefore we learn out kapara, kapara, just like that, therefore here as well. So also got enough from Karbona, therefore you can get from Egal Arufa as well. Rashi says, kapara ksibi kapara lamchi, so kikachim bikachim asur ba'na, shari mo'al limbehen. And, yeah. Straight up. Tzipur mitzora. What about tzipur mitzora? The birds of Mitzorah, you say, will you marry me with the birds of Mitzorah? No, can't work. It's not about enough. The Tanya Rebbe Yishmael, Namar Machsher Umechaper Mibifnim. There are certain things that need to be done in order to allow a person to even get to a stage where they can get kapara, meaning they have to be able to come into the Beis HaMikdash or be able to go ahead and to go to the next step. Namar Machsher Umechaper Mibifnim. We have by the idea of a usham of a mitzvah that's brought doesn't take a person that lets a person no longer be in the state of tziras. It's not a kapara, but allows them to get to a stage where now they can go ahead and get to the next part of kapara. Nemar machsher, that's called a hechsher, a preparation. O mechaper mibifnim, she says machsher usham mitzvah mechaper mibifnim kol karbanos. We also have mentioned minemar machsher mechaper bechutz, things that are machsher mechaper from the outside. That would be something like. Rashi says, an example, it's mechaper b'chutz, is something of egla arufa. That's when it's outside and you get, and it's a kapara. Now, what's a machshir type of thing? The idea of the birds when it comes to mitzora that allows a guy to come into the city in the first place that he was kicked out when he's in a state of mitzora. And that was the birds outside the city, and that's definitely outside the Beis HaMikdash. So, ma machshir mechaper omer b'fnim, just like in that case, asabo machshir kimechaper. That is, that the Asham Mitzora is like other Chatos and Ashamos. Rashi's Lashon is Lo Chilek Bein Asham Mitzora L'Shar Ashamos. Similarly, Af Machshir U'Mechaper Ha'omer B'chutz Asabo Machshir K'Mechaper. They equated the two of them, and therefore it's going to be Aser B'Hanah. Just like an Egla Arufa, which is Aser for Hanah, so to anything which is going to be Machshir, like the Mitzora, the birds of the Mitzora, they're going to be also get enough from you. You marry with them, it's going to be not married. Enim Kedeshus. Itmar Tzipuri Mitzora Mehemes HaYisruin. From what moment do they become Aser? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yochanan says, Misha Shechita. From the time they are Shechted. Rishalke Shalom Misha Shechita. From the time you take them. Yochanan Misha Shechita. Shechita Uda Aserla. It's only Shechita that's going to cause it to become Aser. It's not called that until then. And after that, and before that, it's not called Aser. Rish Lakish Amar Mishas Lakicha, from the time they actually come and you take it. Me'egla Arufa Nafkin, we learn it out from the Egla Arufa. Ma'egla Arufa Michayim, just like an Egla Arufa, becomes Aser, while it's still alive. You can't get to know what's alive. But Tzipur Mitzorah Mechavas, when they're still alive. Ve'egla Arufa Gufa Mimasai, when exactly does that start? Rashi says, because Me'emasai Neseres Holve Indo Mea Kedushin Velo Kedushin Mizbeach, Velo Kedushin Mizbeach, it's an interesting type of matzav, because the dam doesn't go to the Mizbeach, and it doesn't become Kedushin Mizbeach, Eliyatz Malarifa, it itself just arufed, it's chopped in the back of the neck, and it's killed. So how do we know? I never really spelled this out. I was assuming everyone knows, but Egla Rufa is when you have a city, and there's a body that's found in between the two cities, and they don't know whose it is. So the way to be Mechaper for the cities is you do this whole process over here. So that, and you chop in the back of the neck. Now, where itself, in itself, where do we know from? Yeah, there was a gvul I heard, and when it becomes Aser, says Rashi, but I don't remember, I forgot. My friends, and they got up and they said, when it's being brought down to the Nachal Isan, to this rocky area where it's going to be killed on the descent, on the way down, that's when it becomes Aser. In fact, the Gemara, so too the birds also shouldn't become usher at the time that they're taken, which is a kasha on Reish Lakish, who says at the time of Lakicha from Egla Rufa. She says, no, what are you talking about? I can't compare the two. Hasim is like Gvul Achrina. Egla Rufa, at least you have a Gvul. It's like from the time when it was going down that hill, down that mountain. But over here, we don't have that. Achim Yisle Gvul Achrinas or any other Gvul. Therefore, it becomes us for the time that it's taken, right, even from like right away. In fact, the Gemara Eis Ve'er Yochanan Mishalka is a kasha. The Klosher says from the time it's taken, called Tzipor Tahora Tochelu. The pasuk says all kosher birds eat. Lerabos Esamushu Lachas. It says kol is a reboy. It's coming to include something. It's coming to include the mitzora that is mushlach, that's sent free. That's going to be mutter to go out to be eaten. V'zeh lo silch of him. And then it says these are the ones that you don't eat from. Lerabos is a shchuta. It's coming to, what's it including v'yer? The ones that you are now allowed to have. It's coming to include even the one that's shachet over there. Two birds, one set free and one is shechted. If you want to say it's going to be us, even when still alive, do you have to tell me? Another pasuk can tell me that it's included in those ones that are going to be shechted after. It's going to be us. Rashi's v'lomeli kol the misha bishalmele teira demushulachas itzuch. I need a pasuk to tell me the ones that was sent away is going to be mutter because it was sent to be us as soon as it was taken. Hell, isur the shkuta lomeli. Why don't you say that that's going to be us if you already know that it's us? You would have thought to me the Dave Kachim, just like other Kachim. The Mechayim is here, they're also when they're alive. But then after the Shechita, now it is going to be Mutter. Rashi points out, Im Shar Avodas, with the other things that have to be done of the Avodas. Gemar Mitzos, this also should be Mutter afterwards. Kamashvalan is coming to tell you, Dafka, not like that, that of Mitzora is going to be remaining Usr even after it is Shechted. We're on the attack again against Rosh Hashanah. Said that it's from the time of Lekicha that becomes Aser, as opposed to Rabbi Yochanan says from the time of Shechita, Esavei. So Rabbi Yochanan comes as a Kasha. We have a mission in the Goyim. Shachta v'nimtzei treifa. Let's say your shecht is Mitzora, and it turns out that it's a treifa. This animal is a no good. Rashi says, Psula l'taris Mitzora, the chsiv chayos. When you check this one, you find, you know, the kind of the vest that you found, it was treif, with its shchita, the inich from Eikara, because if it was already beforehand, could go nikev krum, shalmach, a brain issue, a hole in it, or shenechtechu ragles, legs were chopped, lo shaykh, let me say, v'nimtze, it doesn't make sense, it said lashon of v'nimtze, and then it was found to be. So therefore, we're talking about in the simanim over here. So, what's the deal? What do you do? In such a case, yikach zug l'shnia, you got to take a new partner for the second one. Rashi says, ain't sarich l'havi shtayim achiris. You have to bring two new ones. You just take one that's going to replace. V'rishonu mutaris l'hana'a, and the first one is mutter b'hana'a. Rashi says that v'rishonu mutaris b'hana'a, the kasakadaitach shchitehi da'asr la'a, so shchiteh da'asr said, v'ha'a lav shchitehi, and this is not considered shchiteh, because it's not a good shchiteh, because it was treif. It was never, so now it's going to be mutter b'hana'a. If you want to say that it's aser mechayim from the time that you come and you take it, why should the first one be mutter b'hana? Says Rashi, dilma b'shas kicha ru'uya ha'isa ve'echan huter isura. Maybe at the time that it was taken, it was actually roi, and how are you going to know matter that? So Rish Lakis, it must be from the time of shechita, not from the time of the kicha. Amalei, he says back, nope. Alchem amayeski, ye, none. What are we dealing with over here? It's we find the trefa in its internal organs. Rashi says the b'shas kicha lo havir chazia v'lo chala lo iser. You didn't see it at the time, and therefore, it's not. There was never a chal in iser on it. The lo chal ale alak Allah kedusha klal. There was never a time when it became usher in the first place. Making a mitzora never really worked because it was already no good. We're still on the attack. This is the last attempt at knocking out Rish Lakish. Shachta below Shaloba Ezov, Vishaloba Eitz Erez, Vishaloba Shdi Tolas. We know that what happened is that when they would bring, at the time of the Shechita of the birds, they would have also the hyssop, the cedar wood, the thread. And what happens if you do the Shechita without that stuff all ready to go? It's not ready there. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, hol v'huktza l'mitzvasa asura. You got to have all that stuff there ready to go. And if you don't have it ready to go, then we got ourselves a problem over there. And Rabbi Yaakov is saying, since this bird was designated for the mitzvah, now it is asur. It's not a good Shechita in reference to the mitzora. because you didn't have it there by the time of the Shechita, because it was designated as a Mitzora, therefore it remains that it's Aser. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hol V'Nishchita Shalokim Mitzvasa Muteres, since it was done in Shalokim Mitzvasa, meaning it's no good, and therefore it's nothing, and no problem. Totally good to use now. Adkan lo pli yom tamachokus elamai savah shchita shenem ruuya shma shchita. Once the shchita is not ro'oi to work for what it was meant to be doing, rash is lemitzvasa shma shchita lo, so it's considered shchita daser. And my savah shchita shenem ruuya lo shma shchita. If it's not ruuya, then it's not considered a shchita, and therefore it's not going to aser. The kuli alma miyam echayim lo mitzvah. Oh, but everyone seems to be agreeing that while it's still alive, it doesn't become aser, right? Because if it was aser from the time of it being taken, then how did it get out of that aser? Nothing helped you get out of it, says Rashi. The Yitzra b'may paka Yisra, how did it get out? How was he telling me it's mutter? So, must be against the Shlokas. And so, Gemara Tanoi. This is a Machlokas Tanoi. The Tana Vivei, Rabbi Shmuel, Nemar Machshe Mechaper Mibifnim, V'Nemar Machshe Mechaper Mibachutz, Ma Machshe Mechaper Omer Bifnim, Osa Bo Machshe Kemechaper, Af Machshe Mechaper, Omer Bachutz, Osa Bo Machshe Kimechaper. That's the price we brought before, and therefore we see over here that just like the Agli Rufa is going to be also while it's still alive, also the Mitzorah Shtiklich also are going to be also while they're still alive, and therefore Ishlakish is still alive because he goes along with this price. Rashi says, Hani Tanoi Svirlu Kidika Amart Delo Mitzvah Vitana de Rishmal de Olaf Machshir Mimechaper Svirle de Mitzvah Mechaim Kimechaper. So he has what to rely on. Goof. Now we take it back to what we saw. Kol tzipor tahora tochelo. Any kosher bird, go ahead and you eat. The rabbis is coming to include es hamishulachas, the bird that's set free after the mitzvah shtickle. Vazeh shalotochum ma'am. The rabbis is a shchut is coming to include the shchuta one, even if it's shechlet aser. Says the Gemara, ve'epachana. Why don't we switch around the drasha and say, Vizasha lo tochlu, the rabbi says, the mushulachas, one you shouldn't eat is the one that sent that, and the one that shechted you can eat. And logically, we would say that makes sense, like we tried before to say, like when you go and you shecht an animal, it's also before, but then it becomes mutter after, it's like the carbon. Says Gemara, Amar Yochai Mishim Mishim Merchai, Bar Yochai, Lo Matzino Balei Chaim Shasurim. Rashi says, Isser Olam. We don't find, doesn't make sense to say that a living animal is going to be usser forever. That's not a normal situation. So for it sent out, it's gonna be mutter. Says Gemara, Maska Flor of Shmuel Yitzchak. Well, velo, really? You're telling me I don't have such a case that animals remain alive and they're also forever? Hooray! Beep. Turn the page. Don't sign my base. Muksa v'neva de baalei chayim ninuva asire. Says Rashi, Muksa means behemoth huksa le tekruvas avodazara. This is an animal which is set aside to be brought as avodazara. Asur le gavoa, it's also to be brought as a carbon. Kida amar bitmur dav chavches, I'm reading Rashi, mina behema lohotzi esa rova. Vinirva, the one that was involved in bestiality. Mina bakar lohotzi esa neva, to exclude that was worked. Mina tzon lohotzi esa muksa, that which was set aside for avodazara. Nevad la, that was a shishtachvila, that it was bowed down to. So what do we see? That those things are mine to usser. Oh, what are you going to say to that? This is Gemara. Kiasiri ligavoa, ligavoa. Kiasiri ligavoa. Lehedyot mishashari. What are the usser? What are we talking about here? The usser? Only ligavoa, to be brought as a korban, to go up, to be brought up to the Lord. But lehedyot mishashari, but it's still going to be mutter for the for regular people over there. So therefore, we're not going to say this mitzvah that it goes free. That is going to be something which is going to be usher, because it's not like a vah, it's just for people, therefore it can be mutter. So as the Gemara said, don't flip it around. So the Gemara of a mask, if Lord Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hare Roveya Vinirba Be'edim, there's an animal that has been involved with bestiality, and an animal, both that, you know, is involved with it, that Edim saw this happening, the Balei Chaim Ninuvasir, they're Balei Chaim, they're still alive, and they remember also even for regular people. Elam, Rabbi Yochav, Rabbi Shemayachai, Lomatzino rov balei chaim shasurim. We don't find majority of them that remain usher. Therefore, we shouldn't say this also. Yes, there are exceptions, but there's no reason to say that this is the exception. Let's go with the rule here. Devei Rabbi Yishmol Tana. We're going to see over here actually to show that it's the live mitzvah bird that is going to be mutter. To show it clearly, Rabbi Yishmol Tana. De Amar Kratz is the pasuk v'shilach al pnei hasadeh. She'll set the bird free. Onto the open field. Kisada, meaning it's be like a field. Masada mutar is just like a field is mutter to get an from. Avhaina mutar, so too, this also is mutter to get hana from, to get the benefit from. Fact, that's not a raya. Hi, sada, that field of your body. Hachiyud asa? No, I'll be by the time for something else that's found in the Brisa. Sada, shalo yamod biyafo. It's coming to be Yafo. It's coming to teach that you're not allowed to stand in Yafo. Rashi says it's a city, which is, Yafo. Which is Chomaso Alayam. Its walls are on the, on the Yam. Vizikrenu Yam, and throw the bird towards the sea. But Gabas Vizikrenu Midbar, stand in Gabas, and throw that towards the Midbar. Rashi says, Begabas Chomaso Alayam Midbar, Vechmana Amar Sada. Vishol Yam and Chutz Liyar, not to stand outside of the city. Vizikrenu Betochir, and to throw it into the city. Elakol Shaomid Beir, Vizikrenu Chutz Lachoma. But what does it do? Stand in the city and throw it outside of the city walls. That's where it has to be done. So the point is, we use that already. So don't come and tell me that it means it gets to go free. And just like it's a mutter, our son's mutter, this is also a mutter. Ve'idach. What's Tana Ve'yishvol going to say about that? Ve'idach, they say, imke nichtov kral, the pasuk said sadeh. My, why does it say the lashon ha sadeh? Shmaminatati, we learn out both principles over here, that it's got to be sent out towards a field, and the second be aser behana. Rava amar. Another reason why we should say that the one that's set out is the one that's mutter. Lo amar Torah shalach l'takala. Torah is not saying to send it out in order to be a takalaf, to be a stumbling block. You go and you set it out of there, someone else can come and use it, it's going to be a problem. Svaru, says Rashi, Rava Amar, Svaru, Shamashulachat, Smuteres, Delomar Torah, Shalach, the Takala, Shetel, the Mikshol, the stumbling block, Avon, Bilkadena, Adam, Yelchalena, if someone's going to fall and get trapped by and eat it. Rekadam, Inel, Elder, Rabbis, Shamashulachat, the Smachta, Amahu, it's just an Smachta, but this is what we learn out from. The next thing we said, you try to marry one with the hair of a nazir. What a how romantic! But sorry, nazir, me no, honey, me no, that's about no. That first not going to work. The Amar Karla Pasuk says, "Kadoshia gadel pera saar rosho." This is a throwback to Maseches Nazir. Where was that? Oh man, it brings in Pesachim over here. Okay, anyway, me no, the Amar Karla Kadosh Kadoshia gadel pera saar rosho. It shall be holy. It shall grow the tresses of his hair. Of his head. Gidulo yiakadosh, this means it should be like kadosh, it should be like hektosh, and therefore, obviously, it's also bahana, says the Gemara, but ima kadosh tofes is dama of yotze lechulen. So, really, then you could do that shtikaru where you transfer it onto money, just like hektosh, and then it becomes mutter. Afsar nazir tofes is dama of yotze lechulen. Says the Gemara, mi karinan kodesh, kadosh karinan. Do we say kodesh? No, we're saying kadosh. So it's written in a way with the kuf dalet shin, without the vav over there, that it could be read as kadosh or kodesh. So it's like enough that we equate it to hektish, but not enough entirely that it's going to be that you could pull a movie, you could be mechalal it, but rather make it, deconsecrated. But it means that state no matter what. You can compare it enough that it's going to be aser bahana. Then we went on to the next one. Honey, will you marry me? With a donkey. Right, with the Petach Hamor, the firstborn donkey, it doesn't work. Name of Masisel Rabbi Shimon, say Mishas Dalek Rabbi Shimon, Netanya. Petach Hamor Aser Bahana. Tiv Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Matir. Rabbi Shimon says Mutar Bahana. Look at that. Says Gemara, I'm Rabbi Nachman, I'm Rabbi Babua. La'acha Arif of Derekol. Now, our Mishas is talking about the donkey after you broke the neck, and it's going according to everyone that it's going to be Aser in such a circumstance. She says, La'ach harifa de rekol, da amar ha'asa mamodar v'shimen, la'ach harifa, shu asa v'gama harifa harifa me'egla harufa. Only beforehand is the question. Basa b'chalav rabasa chalamina, Allah nana v'sasa ba'na, datana rabbi shwa, lo sa'asha gidi b'chalav b'mo gimel panam, it says the words, don't cook a kid, it's bother me three times, achav d'isra achila v'echazer anav, v'echazer abishol, each one is coming to teach you another thing, one of them is isra anav. Masnisa d'loki haitana, Mishnah does not go like the following tana, the tyrant in a b'isa. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Basa b'chala basa b'achila is asur to eat. Mutar bana. Shena mar ki am kadosh atah l'Hashem elokecha lo sevash gedi b'chalei vibo. V'lohalan umar v'anshe kodesh you only. You should be anshe kodesh to me. And meat that's torn in the field, you should not eat. But the vela, but the kelef, tashlichon also send it. V'lohalan asa b'chila mutar bana. Just like that, asa b'chila mutar bana. Afkan asa b'chila mutar bana. Therefore we say that clearly, we are not going like Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda's understanding. Next part of the Mishnah is v'chulin shinish t'chav azara. That is, you try to go to marry a woman with this chulinis, animals that are not kadosh, not hektish, and they're shechted in the azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Not good. You know, I mean, how do we know that it's also b'hanah? The Torah says, shchot li b'shali v'shechav b'shalcha. Shecht for me what's mine in a place which is mine, and yours in a place which belongs, which is yours. Rashi says, shchot li zivchei. Do my zvachim in my chatzer. Kedichsev v'shachat is ben avakar. V'shachah b'shalach. Kedichsev v'zavachtam v'karacham v'tzorucha v'sefer tekra b'sharecha. In your areas. That's it. Mashali b'shalcha asar. Just like mine in yours is asar. It means if you take hektish and you go and you do it in yours, that says asar b'hanah. D'mi yatir hanah sheneser. Because Dan was enthroned. So to yours, meaning Chulin Shinish Chabazar, is going to be Aser Bahana as well. E, refract the Gemara, says the Gemara, because now, E, if it's really true that shechting my stuff in the Azara is like shechting Hashem's outside, then we should go for, so far as to say, Mashali b'shalcha anush karis. Just like if you take hektash, you do it outside of the Azara, it's going to be chayav karis. Avshalcha b'shali anush karis, that too is going to be karis. And the answer is absolutely not. So I'm going to call that the pasuk says, Ve'el pesach ol moed lo heviu lahakriv karban l'Hashem v'nichras. He didn't bring it to the entrance of the ol moed. That person is going to get karis, which we learn out. A karban anush karis, only on a karban that's outside of the Azara. It's going to be chayav karis. Hachulin shenishcha b'azara ein az karis. It will not have a punishment of karis. So karis is not going to be, but it's still going to be asar b'hanah. It says Gemara, ikal mifrach, but you can knock off the whole thing, because ma l'shali b'shalcha shekin az karis. What comparison is there of the shali b'shalcha, which is considered karis, back to flip the other way of shalcha b'shali? It's not as karis, and therefore you can't compare them. You can't compare them. We don't know that it's going to be asar b'hanah. Elam Rabbi comes to give a different answer. We learn it from the following. Ushchato v'shachatoso v'shachatoso. Says Rashi, Shalosh parshios smuchos zulazu, three parshios right next to each other. B'shlamim b'shlamim. Reference to shlamim. Karm shlamim. B'rishon aksev v'shachato pesach olamoid. She shechted it by the entrance of the olamoid. B'shtayim aksev v'shachatoso. And with b'shtayim means in two of them it says v'shachatoso. My timsalomar elu shlosha mi utan demasha mikulu zen nishchat bazara velo acher. Back to the Gemara, Talasa Krai Yesere, my timsalomar. Why do you have all these three psukim? What are they coming to teach you? In each of these three psukim, the Torah is emphasizing that the shlamim is the one that has to be shechted before the ol moed, meaning in the azara. And the mashmos is in each pasuk is that there's something else that should not be shechted over there. What are these three things? Now we take a little move to the side over here, a sidestep, and before I even explain why I need the three psukim, we now talk about the idea of another pasuk, Vichinamarki, Yurchak Mimcha Makum Zavachta, because of the fact that the Torah Kedusha comes along and he tells us, Rashi says, Ubal Kosal Hatilam Basar Taiva, Mishavola Aretz, it's coming to teach you, like, if you just want to eat stam food, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, and you're far away from the Mishkan, the Fisha Midbar. In the midbar, lo hutra lechol shub behima reuya likar lakrava. You weren't allowed to eat any animal that could have been brought as a carbon, la the akrava, unless you brought it as a shlam, then you get to eat the leftover stuff. Ki yirchak mibchar makam zavachta. But richak makam atazaveach. When you're far away, you can eat. Rashi says, mizchutz la mikdash. Atazaveach, you could do zaveach chulin shalcha. Viata zaveach bazara shumakam akrovala. But you can't, do it in akrovala. You can't do it in the. Azara over there. So Rechak Makam Etzaveach, V'yat Tazaveach Makam Karov, but you're not allowed to shecht up in a place that's within the Karban, within the Azara. Prat L'chulin Shelo Yishlu Ba'azara. This is excluding stuff that's chulin, that they're not able to be shechted in the courtyard. V'ein li ela tamim and I only know the carbon is that a tamim means the Rashi says v'ruyi la'krava. They're now roi, they're fitting to be brought as a carbon because of a dar. V'di v'she'in ruyi la'krava lo itzar basar taiva d'dhu b'midbar. That's the only one that I know over here. Ha'ruyi la'krava could be brought as a carbon. V'nayin l'rabas bali mumen. How do you know that a shech bali mumen in the Azara? Marba'ani as bali mumen sh'kein min machshir. They get included because they're the same type of ones that are brought. Just as a mum on it. But lemaisa, they could have been brought. Rashi says, lahakav kevud d'dama lehu b'hachi asa lemigzar. Lemigmar leh b'mamet sinu lahakmir lasar. We should say so too. This as well. Just, there's an andre nezach that's stopping it. Minam rabbi says, I don't know you include a chai over here. That they're not brought as a carbon altogether. Because it still has to have shechita, just like a behema. Rashi says ve'iskish lepsulei mukdashim aparshas zos ach kasha yochel satzvi etc. The shirin lebe shechita zchulin mapsulei mukdashim shechita af tzvi va'ayel beshechita kevin the shechita iskish. Since it's compared to shechita ready lo, then ikal lemigmar nami mina shalotei shechita bazar shirin shechita bazar to chodav esvicha azar chmana any type of shechita as asus do. Man, the rabbi says the ofa said, what about chicken? How do I know that you're allowed to, that's included also? Rashi says, She'ein shchitasim ufurashas b'tor, it's not my first in the Torah. Tamar lomar ushchato v'shachato so, v'shachato so. Each one is coming to teach, the three psukim are coming to teach you. One is that you're not allowed to bring a bal mum and shecht in the Azara. Another one is asering chaya to do it in the Azara. And the other one is talking about a bird can't run in the can't be shecht in the Azara either. Now we know it's also to go and do this. Yachalo yishchat v'mishachat yimutter. You would have thought maybe you can't do it if you did it, then it'd be mutter. Tamar lomar ki yirchak b'mcha makom esavachta v'alchalta. Ma shat hazavach b'richok makom ata ochal. That what you can shecht at a far place, meaning outside the Azara, you can eat. V'ata ochal ma shat hazavach makom akar. But you're not allowed to eat some shechted karv, meaning in the Azara. Prat lechulin shenichshetu. Ba'azara is excluding this meat of chulin that was shecht in the Azara. Ve'enli ela tamimin. I only know if they're tamim, mean they have no mum in them. Beep, turn the page. Don't chas. Haru'in the karif, which can be brought as a carbon. Minan the rabbis balamun. How do you include balamun? Marbani balamun, which came min hamachshir, because it's the same species. Minan the rabbis zachaya, don't include a chaya. Marbani zachaya, she bishchita kebehema. Minan the rabbis ofos, tamalom, shchato v'shachato so, v'shachato so. That's how you know that you're clearly not allowed to go out and eat this. Aye, but what about hana? Yachal, you think I do shchita on it? Vim shachad yashlein lech the fila club. And if you did, you'll throw it in front of the dogs and get enough from it. Talmid lomar lakevet tashlichu oso means oso atamash lakevet kelev. Only this you're allowed to throw to a kelev. Yet atamash chulin shenishlu bazara. It's only talking about nevela, but you're allowed to go and stuff that's nishlu bazara. Therefore, that's going to be aser behana. That's where we see that chulin is nishlu bazara. It's a bit of a problem. You try to marry with this, it's going to be a problem. It's not a marriage. But we find those that actually argue this whole principle altogether. And that our Mishnah that says that stuff which is chul shishcha mazara is going to be asked about now. Ashkechinu mar Yehuda Rav Yosef Rav Shmuel Berei Deraba Bar. Oh my goodness. Ashkechinu mar Yehuda Rav Yosef. Rav Yehuda found Rav Yosef and Rav Shmuel Berei the Rabba Bar Chana, Tavakayim Apischa the Rabba. They're standing over there by the Beis Medrash. Amar Lahu, and he says to him, Tanya, only to the Brisa, Makadish Bepetra Chamor. Somebody gets married with the firstborn donkey. Bebatsa Bechala, Bechun Shikh Mazara, or any of these things. Bebatsa Bechala, Bechun Shikh Mazara. Abishimon Omer Kudash, Abishimon said that it's Mazatov, it's Bekudash, Rashi is Bepetra Chamor, Mechayim, Abishimon Tamei, Damar Lael, Mutamana, goes on his own logic that he says it's still Mutawa, still alive. Chum Omer Menim Kudash, Chum said that it's Amakudash. Alma Chulin Shinishra Bazar, the Bishim and love the Raisa. Must be holds that it's not a the Raisa shtickle. Raminu Ai, but we know we say in Tamura, Rabbi Shimon says, Simin Lak, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shimon Omer, Chulin Shinishra Bazar, Yisrafu. Chulin, that's Slechtin Nazar, you have to go and you have to burn. Vichain Chai Shinishra Bazar, Satu Vichai is done over there. So how are you going to answer that? Yishtiku. So they were quiet. They didn't know what to answer. Good question. So what did they do? They took these questions to someone else. Also, coming to Rabbi, came from the Rabba. Amar Lo, he says to him, "Palga okminchi." We see that the palga, the arguer, the one that likes to come at you. Rashi says, "Palga's kantran ragil lechel kal chaver." If he was someone who would often come along and argue with his friends, he's saying, well, he He got you good. You guys didn't have an answer? Don't worry. This is an answer. Because Hachamai skin on. On the what circumstances of Shimon say that it's going to be taka a marriage? Kegon shenichtav and imsis treifa. So it was shechlin and found it to be was a treifa. Rabbi Shimon Tamei goes going to his own logic. The time went to the Bryce says, shochet is a treifa. If you shechlin a treifa, v'chen is shochlin and imsis treifa. Or you shechlin and you find out it's a treifa. Zev v'zeh chulin ba'azara. And both of them are chulin and azar. Rabbi Shimon Matar and us is mutter ba'anav chum osin. The chumim will aser it. We know that what are we seeing? That Rav Shimon holds that a shechita that's not able to make it fit, it's not ra'oi to be eaten, is not considered a shechita, and therefore shechita shenu uya lo shemei shechita, and therefore it's not even called an issue of shechita ba'azara, and therefore it's not a shabbat no, and that's why you let him marry Owen with it. So it's not a kash over here. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.